coming in on the text. We've got questions on how to get rid of crabgrass in lawn. If it's crabgrass, isn't that grass too? Is it?
Not really.
No.
Yes, it's green. Sometimes that's all we can hope for. That's going to probably be a couple things. You want to make sure you're creating an environment for a healthy lawn, because a lawn that's not healthy, you're going to have trouble with weeds wanting to infest it. So make sure you're doing all the right things, watering correctly. Water, use it wisely, is a website you can go to get watering tips. And there's a link on my website. The other half of that is that to get rid of it at this point, you're probably going to want to use an herbicide to control it. That would be the most effective way of doing it. And there are some organic solutions, more natural solutions, vinegars and things like that. But in my experience, if time is of the essence, an herbicide is going to be the most effective control.
And you've gone into some very extensive conversations about the soil for a Bermuda lawn.
Well, sure. In my experience, the thing that really opened my eyes when I was younger was learning that understanding the soils that you're working with is so important to growing anything in this environment. And the first realization is that the soil here isn't really very good. That's why we like raised beds for gardens, because you can make your own soil. But doing things to improve, as John said earlier, you know, get a little organic material worked into that soil. Do things to deal with the alkalinity of the soil, like perhaps some acidification, soil sulfur. Try to create a environment that's conducive to those roots. Bermuda grass is pretty tough stuff. It'll grow in some pretty crummy soil, but it still needs, you know, 8 hours of sun a day. It still needs probably close to 2 inches of water a week this time of year, and it needs, you know, proper mowing height. So if you do the basics, usually we have success with Bermuda grass-based lawns, which are our warm-season turf grass.
Working with a clean slate, if you were going to put in a lawn, would you bring in a lot of topsoil?
Yes, I would. I'd spend the time or spend the money to prepare a seed bed first. You will get paid back so many times in a
water
happy
saving
gardening experience, right, and a green lawn by doing that. Don't just, you know, scrape whatever's on the grass or area off and throw the sod on top of the dirt. You want to do some soil prep.
How many inches would you need for a good lawn?
That's a good question, but I think even if you went down just several, even four to six would be nice. Till a little bit of organic material in, go ahead and put some soil sulfur down to acidify the soil a little bit. Those are things my grandfather taught me to do when we planted roses, for instance, and made a huge difference.
Then after you've done the topsoil, then you smooth that all out,
right,
rake it all out.
Water it in, make sure you settle it properly, because you're going to get a little grading change there because you've loosened the soil up. Otherwise, you're going to put your sod in, it's going to sink.
Then you do all that leveling and
right.
Get it nice and smooth.
Back of a rake, spend a little time with it, get it nice and flat, and get it watered in. And then, of course, let it dry a little bit before you put the sod down, and then water the sod in, and you're going to have a really nice green lawn.
Well, just a little little props to you guys. You guys did our lawn several years ago, and it was awesome because we had hardscape already established, so we wanted that level to be just perfect so that when the grass grew up, it wasn't above the level of the
right.
sidewalk, so that when we weed-eat it around the edges, it would be nice and uniform, and the grass would be contoured with that established landscape. So I know you guys did a lot of effort to make sure that that depth was just right when you put the sod in.
And I like that look. I like the look, personally, of when the top of the mow height of the lawn just meets the hardscape. That's
yeah.
just a really clean look.
Well, then when you weed it, you know, it's real easy to get. It's not just, you know,
right.
up and down all the way along the edge of it.
Yeah. Right.
And while we're on lawns, we've got another text coming in here. Lawn in a shade area.
Oh, boy.
You know, what are their choices? Dichondra?
Don't have a lawn. That's really tough. Bermuda grass, which is our warm season turf grass here that can take these crazy temperatures, needs sun. There is a variety of turf grass that's available by sod. It's called Tif Grand. And in my experience, it's the most shade tolerant Bermuda grass sod you can get your hands on. It was developed in the Southeast a few years ago.
Now, you said some very key words in there.
Mm-hmm.
Shade tolerant, not
yes.
shade impervious.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's like weather resistant, not right. It still needs sun. It still needs a certain amount of sun to look good. And if you're dealing with too much shade, you know, my experience is you need about 8 hours of sun to make Bermuda grass happy. And if it's less than that, you're going to be struggling. It gets thin over time. It gets straggly. And it doesn't look good, and it sort of slowly dies.
Do you see many people use St. Augustine anymore?
I haven't had very good success with it, truthfully. Not to mention I'm not much of a fan of it as far as the look. That's just a personal thing.
Yeah, I see it occasionally, but not so much
I do
anymore.
Occasionally, yes.
John's backyard, it's not grass, but under those big trees, what is that plant you have, John, in your backyard? It's a ground
Which
cover.
One? He's got about 2,000 plants on his acre.
The one up close to the house, and it's the whole underneath the shade trees is all green with a ground cover.
I'm trying to think. We have that lipia that's in the cracks mm-hmm. between the
That's
the,
what that's what deck. She's talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that stuff's really cool. I like that a lot.
So there are some alternative. Dichondra is another one of them. If you're really a gardener, my experience is you may be able to have some success with growing fescue by seed in those shady areas.
You're also a good candidate for artificial turf.
Yes. That grows wonderfully in shade.